Hey everyone, it's so good to be on the call with you guys tonight. So let's just begin first by just following the natural rhythm of our breath, just breathing in and breathing out. And just watching the rise and fall of our breathing as we follow it up and down the spinal column. And just allowing ourselves to come back into center, moving from our external awareness into our internal awareness. And just breathing in and breathing out. Just expanding into the wisdom of the conscious heart. Guiding us for our highest well-being. Calling forth the great central sun angels, our councils of light, the spiritual hierarchy that governs this mentorship for each of us, blessing each of our higher selves and the energy tonight, whether we've been able to make it onto the phone call or not, and holiness in this vortex of light. Within the cosmic Christ presence, commanding down the tube of pure white light in, around, and through us. Instantly clearing, consuming, transmuting, requalifying any entities, elemental life force energies, discarnates, attachment fears, cordings, negativity, fear, discord, any spin inversions within past, present, future, within all time, space, and dimension, parallel and dimensional selves, clearing this space. Just giving that a moment to clear through our energy field. Opening up a portal of light above our crown chakra this evening. So we're connecting into the beloved Archangel Jovial. Jovial, the Archangel of Divine Wisdom. Lord Lantos and Lady Leto, the Ascended Masters who govern the Etheric Temple and the Tetons for Divine Wisdom. It's more of a golden yellow flame of light, clearing our crown chakra. As this portal of light opens up above us, allowing us to begin soul traveling up into the Ascended Master Retreat of the Tetons, Divine Wisdom, Temple of the Great Central Sun, opening, aligning our energies, drawing us up through this portal of light. The Great Central Sun Angels, the Angels of Divine Wisdom, begin toning, chanting, singing the sacred names. of our own source energy. Harmonizing, balancing, bringing us into harmonious perfection, divine right alignment, perfect spin ratio, within every atom of our existence, singing, toning, chanting the sacred names of our own source energy, going higher and higher into this temple of light. Entering into this golden chamber. Within the Tetons, the etheric retreat. The all-consuming flames of divine wisdom, clearing our crown chakra, our ability to perceive this higher divine wisdom within our mental body and within our hearts, clearing through our nervous system, clearing our life path. The flames of divine wisdom allowing this to connect into our heart chakra, activating the flame of divine love, wisdom, and power within our heart, that threefold flame within the sacred fire of the heart. And opening us up to divine intelligence, the mind of God. The innate intelligence, source energy, the universe. Acting within and through us, activating every atom, every electron, every cell in our body. And igniting the flame of divine wisdom throughout our entire chakra system. Just breathing in and allowing that to integrate for a moment. Noticing the beloved presence of Lord Lantos. Coming towards us, approaching us. And his twin flame, Lady Leto. And the sacred fire flame of Archangel Jophiel. Allowing them just to overlight our consciousness with any decisions that we're trying to make in our life right now. So I want you just to breathe in. Dropping down into your heart, down into your belly as we're just opening with compassion and curiosity. Again, just opening with compassion and curiosity. And just breathing in, again, to your heart, down into your belly. Just opening with an open-ended question, I wonder. wonder what divine wisdom would best serve me in this moment. If there's any specific life questions you have, again, decisions that you may be trying to make in your life, maybe spiritual things that you've wondered about, been curious about, anything on a soul level that you're trying to develop within yourself. And just allowing your soul or your higher self to guide you to what would be the most important thing that you may be seeking divine wisdom on this evening. Just opening your heart with compassion and curiosity as this question comes forth, laying it upon the altar of the silent watcher within the temple of divine wisdom. Asking for this higher guidance. And one of the things that Lolentos is coming forth with this evening is the ability to really begin listening and taking direction from our own, specifically our own God consciousness, our own God self. So that's going to be inclusive of your soul's wisdom, like how you're feeling about something, your higher self, the ability to kind of see the higher truth in a situation. And going even a little bit vibrationally higher than that into your own God presence, that God self energy. So we're literally in this moment really tapping into the mind of God. There's a lot of things you can imagine. Just come up during the day, you know, and come up in our lives on a regular basis, you know, how to move forward in a business decision or relationships or financial, you know, goals or investments. Just, you know, it's endless, really. So, you know, when things do come up, you know, we might have a tendency to refer those questions out to the people around us, you know, that hopefully we trust or count on or are seeking guidance from, right? Or, you know, to authority figures or people in the position, you know, of our jobs or of our partner or of whoever it is that we're directly relating to. But Lolentos, you know, is really kind of mostly, you know, suggesting that we return that inner guidance back to essentially that mind of God, that higher mind of our God self, first and foremost. And let that begin to become our reference point for making decisions in this physical world. And so take the question that you may have presented tonight that may be coming up for you. And what we want to do is we want to breathe in, and we're literally making a connection. You can actually just use the word I'm calling forth to the mind of God. The higher intelligence, the innate intelligence, my own God presence, my I am presence, to please help me, sort through this, or to bring forth the answer that serves my highest well-being, my highest good. And just take the moment to listen. Again, from this clear space that we've created tonight, focusing your attention on the mind of God, the innate intelligence, the divine presence within you, and just listening for the clarity of the resolution, the answer, the guidance that you may be seeking regarding a life situation in the moment for you right now. And just giving that a chance to show up on your behalf. And breathing that energy, that information, the clarity, the guidance that may have come to you. Sometimes it may be coming in. Once you make a request on the inner levels, you always get guidance. And depending on, our attachments to the energy, or our judgments or the projections, we may not see it right in the moment. We may not like it right in the moment. We might be in resistance to it, and it might just come in really purely and easily if we're kind of open. But it does come to us. And if there is resistance or belief systems or projections that might be in the way of us actually perceiving the guidance in that actual moment that we're asking, don't worry about it. It's really important that you just take the time to clear your energy. I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out, I'm dropping into my heart. I'm specifically calling forth to the mind of God or the innate intelligence of the divine within me to please give me the guidance I need in my life right now for this situation. And just aligning yourself and making the call on that level first and foremost, it will come to you. And it might just take 24 hours or 2 or 3 days or a week. And then all of a sudden, you'll just be like, ah, that was, there's just like an aha of information. So if you don't feel like you're hearing it in the moment, don't worry about it. Making kind of that call, that phone call on the inner level, is the most important thing to make the request. And the information, like I said, sometimes it comes in really clear. Like I had a question about one thing, but I ended up getting information about a couple of other things, because I might have a stack of questions right now, as most of us probably do, but information on some other things came in really easy, and the one that's a little bit more sensitive for me right now, I can tell I'm just still working through. And so I will get the clarity, and you need to just kind of have faith, and it's almost like an inner knowingness and a faith that answer is already there. And that answer is speeding to you. It's coming to you at lightning speed. And just know that and be open to it. And again, sometimes if we have emotions about things or our own issue, we're kind of working through it, just might take a little bit longer. But the answer and the clarity will for sure come. And you can trust that. No matter how, simple or how difficult the question is, it will be answered simply because you've made the request. And that's part of the cool thing about us being in human form and free will is that it, our answers, our questions are answered. And so give it its time. Sometimes it's just a perfect timing to how we're evolving something that we're going to see that answer come forth. But oftentimes it really is pretty much in the immediate moment. And, it's almost even common sense I've noticed, like when I do that and I do ask the question, the information, like when it comes in, it's just, it can be comforting just the knowingness itself, whether I like the answer or not, the truth or the wisdom or the guidance, it has a kind of a compassionate energy to it, where it's almost like a common sense where it's like, yeah, that does kind of make sense to me, and I knew that was probably true. And again, this is a big part of accessing the flame of divine wisdom, is getting out of our own way, particularly in our mind, which is where the judgments and the projections and the belief systems come in that oftentimes block us from this higher wisdom and guidance and truth. So a lot of it is just, like I said, getting out of our way is the biggest part. And divine wisdom is, that crown chakra is considered clairsentient. So it's where you're opening up to know something without necessarily knowing how you know it. And the mind, being a little bit more limited and more ego-based, really wants to know how and the why and the when and the where, because it gives it a sense of control, a sense of perspective and a sense of control. So clairsentient, I think, is, one of the more, in a way, one of the more difficult forms of intuition, because it requires so much faith. And faith is one of the elements of divine wisdom, is having faith in that higher knowing, even though maybe it hasn't come to pass yet, or you can't justify it, or you can't prove it to someone. You just know what you know, and you're trusting the wisdom that's there for you. So, that's one of the challenges. On the other hand, it's sometimes a huge relief just to be in that wisdom and that clairsentient knowingness once you can just begin to start trusting it. And so I think that's the biggest key, is trusting what we already sort of know. And that's the biggest breakdown I notice with people when I do sessions with them, is that 9 times out of 10, they already know the answer. They already know what's going on. It's just there's a resistance to trusting that knowingness. And sometimes that comes from, you know, parents that discount, you know, our intuition, our knowingness, and our feelings, or just the essence of who we are, if it's different from them, or they feel challenged by the type of child they have, you know. So, you know, that's usually one of the number one breakdowns to the clairsentient, is oftentimes coming from our childhood, where we have parents that maybe just have a different way of feeling, seeing, sensing the world, and don't know how to deal with the particular child that they have in front of them. And then we start questioning ourselves. So opening up to the flame divine wisdom is really learning how to trust ourselves, particularly this higher knowing, and specifically this mind of God, higher knowingness energy, on that level. And you just want to start practicing it with your daily daily things that come up, really. And like I said, it's an endless thing, just being in human form. We just are constantly having to make decisions, you know, turning left or right, or calling this person or not calling this person, or doing this or not doing that, and just learning to start turning this over. So just breathing in for a moment as we just ground this energy. Breathing in and breathing out. Asking us to be sealed this evening in the flames of divine wisdom, over lighting and governing all of our life decisions. For our highest state of well-being and grace, for our divine right action, harmonious perfection, divine right alignment, at all times. And so you can actually start asking, like whether you're actually asking a specific question or not, go ahead and ask the flame of, and I usually combine the three of them, divine love, wisdom, and power, because they work very well in harmony within the Sacred Heart. So I'm calling forth divine love, wisdom, and power to govern my life, to govern every decision I make, govern my life path, at all times and in all ways. And so you're qualifying the energy to act on your behalf even before you know you have to make a decision. So that's now qualified in your energy field, that the flame of divine wisdom is always acting on your highest benefit for you, and obviously that's going to be for others as well. So again, just breathing in and breathing out. We're just watching to see if there's any other information. So Archangel Jophiel is going to come forth and begin clearing the higher mental body, clearing out any judgments in the mental body, and to be more in a state of grace. So Archangel Jophiel is actually opening up the flames of divine grace, clearing our mental body and our higher mental body to be able to receive this higher guidance. And if you think about it, if you were living your life based on divine wisdom, your life really would be more graceful. You would be making better decisions just day in and day out, not only that benefit you, but that benefit the world around you. And so he's sort of connecting us right now to the soul attribute of divine wisdom, to the flame of divine grace acting through us. So he thinks this is done, and so it is. Which I'd be personally super grateful for right about now in my own personal life. Is that flame of divine wisdom, and how that can tie to the flame of divine grace. giving thanks that this is done, and so it is. And just seeing if there's anything else. I'm just going to come back on the line to see if there's any questions about the call tonight so far. Okay, so just in terms of the call this evening, is there any questions about anything with this call? Okay, so the energy will kind of settle in, over this next, month that we're kind of working now with this particular Archangel and Ascended Masters. Feel free, obviously, to keep calling them forth on your behalf, which would be awesome. And just really grateful, like I said, to be on the call tonight. I purposely, once a year I do try to do a personal vision quest, and this was it this year, going to Europe and stuff, and purposely didn't take sessions just to kind of step out of everything and just to kind of get a different perspective, most of all myself. But anytime you do sort of a quest energy, you're sort of, kind of throwing yourself off a cliff in a way to learn things about yourself that you maybe wouldn't have known otherwise. And, it kind of takes you a little bit further out of your normal day-to-day reality, which can, be really awesome in a lot of ways and really challenging. And so far, I'd have to say this trip has been pretty challenging from the get-go. The very first night in Iceland was definitely just a major sort of trigger for a lot of different reasons, and nothing has kind of worked out, the way I thought it would. But, there's been a lot of beautiful things along the way as well. And, it's just going to be what I guess it's going to be, as quests usually are. But it's interesting kind of seeing all the different things out here, different fairy spirits in Iceland and that energy, as well as, some of these older areas, have some, interesting sort of older, more entity or demonic energy that kind of hang out depending on what's there too. So we've crossed a lot of different things, but it'll be interesting to see what all kind of, how it all works itself out. So I'll be really looking forward to actually getting back home and back in sync with everything and working with you guys. So we will talk to you later, and you have a very good evening. And if you have any questions, please email me and I'll be happy to respond. Okay, good night.
Thanks for sharing.
Bye bye.
If you got something you don't want to plan over.
No, not unless it's just you're dealing with just concrete.
Now, on my concrete patio where it cracks, this is what I was using. Is that right?
On your concrete patio?
Mm-hmm. We've got a patio with that. Yeah. That's for, right? Okay.
Yeah. All right. But, sometimes you can, if you've got holes,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I just
went out
there.
Did you paint that? What's this right? Paint over. It was great. Still up to the crack. And also,
and where would I have to put that on injection?
No, this is like the frame of her garage. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where it was like a metal door, but it was concrete.
Yeah, I do too. So that's a good feeling for around that. Okay, I'm going to start paying attention to all that. Okay. All right, I'm going to go
inventory. It will, because I've got somebody over coming to help me tomorrow. I think we're going to inventory and maybe get some other things going on while I'm having him do that. So you've kind of got me thinking now. Oh, thank you.
Good stretches. That's good.